Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From Lizzo's special delivery, to BTS's J-Hope's first solo project, to Calvin Harris's star-studded new single.
This is Billboard News First Stream giving you the hottest drops for Friday, July 15.
Lizzo is back with her first full-length album in 3 years. Following months of teasing, Special is finally here.
And believe me, the album is great. I was at Lizzo's listening party and all I gotta say is watch out for the big girls.
The album's lead single, About Damn Time, has conquered TikTok and radio stations, peaking at number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100.
In a minute, I'ma need a sentimental man or woman to pump me up.
J-Hope's highly anticipated debut album, Jack in the Box, was released today. The album is described to represent the BTS member leaping out of the box and showing new, different sides of himself. The project is comprised of 10 tracks, including previously released More and his latest, Arson.
It's done.
Calvin Harris teamed up with some of music's biggest names for a bid at the title Song of the Summer. With his new release, Stay With Me, the DJ combined the powers of Justin Timberlake, Halsey, and Pharrell for a disco-inspired track sure to help you get your groove on.
Something ain't right if you're young.
Kelsey Ballerini dropped another song from her upcoming album, Subject to Change, called Love is a Cowboy.
And when I'm with him, it's like roping the wind. Love is a cowboy.
Demi Lovato came out swinging with her newest song and video for Substance. The track serves as a second single off the singer's 8th studio album, Holy F, with a video that feels as angry as the song, helping to pave the way for Demi's new era as a punk rocker. Sabrina Carpenter delivers her 5th studio album, Emails I Can't Send, that houses the previously released track Vicious, along with her latest single, Because I Liked a Boy.
All because I liked a boy.
R&B veteran Ne-Yo dropped his 8th studio album, Self-Explanatory, the first from the singer-songwriter since 2018.
And I asked Ne-Yo, why self-explanatory?
So what do you feel like you have to explain at this point in your career?
Nothing. That's the point. With a Ne-Yo album, you're gonna get that song to break up to, that song to make up to. You're gonna get that song to play as you're getting ready to go to the club. You're gonna get that song that you might hear in the club. You know these things about a Ne-Yo album at this point. And if you don't, hi, my name is Ne-Yo. Welcome to the party. You're late.
Other new music this week includes the latest from Latto, who delivered an empowering anthem in response to the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe versus Wade.
And my respect, why she paint me as crazy. Y'all sexualize lesbians, but y'all entertain me.
Tegan and Sarah bring us the track Yellow off their upcoming album Crybaby, due this October. Wiz Khalifa debuts a red-hot new video for the third track off his upcoming album, Multiverse. Country star Tyler Hubbard of Florida Georgia Line unveils his latest track, Way Home, from his highly anticipated solo project.
Well, they say that life is a highway. Now puts miles on my...
Finally, Maggie Rogers follows That's Where I Am and Want with a new song, Horses. All three tracks will be on the singer's sophomore album, Surrender, due later this month.
So much good music. For all the new music drops, make sure you head over to Billboard.com. Running it down for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News.